Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
Bittersweet day.
Bittersweet day.
All right, so this is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Today is the last day that we will be with you on local radio here on WBQO. Starting next week, Kip and I, because of you actually, will be launched into syndication.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Thanks to all of our listeners out there. You made this happen for us, and we can't thank you enough for everything that you've done.
So here's how this is going to work for the Brunswick market. It's a little tricky, but, you know, stay with me. Starting today, this show right now is going to be the last show, obviously, that you'll hear right here on WBQO. And it's going to be the last show that you hear here in Brunswick on the radio until January the 5th. We will re-enter the Brunswick market on January the 5th. So you're going to miss us all the month of December. Sorry, just kind of business side of things. But you'll miss us all the month of December. We'll be back January 5. We'll be on a different radio station. That's on our Facebook page. Go like us. Jason Bishop with Kip Branch Facebook page. Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch Facebook page. All the details will be there on where you can find us, when we're coming back, what radio station we'll be on. Kind of tacky to pump another radio station while we're still here,
we
so we're not going to do that.
We operate with integrity on this broadcast.
Got a lot of class in this room.
There you go.
Speaking of class, this man standing next to me, it's a married man.
I appreciate that. Got married on Wednesday and leave on my honeymoon tomorrow. So do this show, kind of go home and pack. Looking forward to going to the Bahamas for a week.
Funny thing is he walks in here, he's like, just letting you know, taking next week off.
Going to enjoy it with my beautiful new bride.
The best wedding I've ever been to.
I appreciate that, man. You said that the other day. That means a lot to me.
The best wedding I've ever been to. Well done, classy, not overdone, just fantastic.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. High school football. By the way, in case you've been under a rock, the Frederica Academy Knights are going to be playing for a state title Friday night.
Yes, they are. They're going to be in Macon. They're going to play John Millage in a rematch of a regular season game that Frederica dropped on St. Simon's Island a few weeks ago. So Frederica goes on the road last night in the state semifinals and beats Heritage 53-7.
Nail biter.
53. They just go on the road and just manhandled these people in Noonan last night.
They drove 5 hours to Noonan and it didn't matter.
Just took over. Outside of Heritage, its first play of the game where they threw a long touchdown pass, they didn't do anything.
Nope.
But Frederica did. They rolled in. Just like the tide rolling in, they just kept rolling and rolling and rolling, and there's nothing Heritage could do to stop it. And then they play John Millage, who I didn't think they'd beat Tift Area, but they did 24-17 last night in Milledgeville. So it's Frederica versus John Millage for the state championship at Mercer University in Macon next Friday night.
Frederica has a lot of Jason Bishop type athletes.
No, they don't. I've seen those athletes and, yeah, they're a lot better athletes than, what I'm standing next to right now. I don't know. You said you're a tennis player, though, so I don't know if any of those guys can play tennis. But as it relates to football, no, there's no comparison.
I'll tell you the sports I'm good at.
What's that?
Baseball, basketball, football, tennis, racquetball, cricket, croquet, swimming.
Let me tell you what you're not good at.
Okay.
Predicting football games. That's what you're not good at. So we... maybe with this transition into syndication that you'll pick up your game a little bit in the prediction realm of sports broadcasting.
Let's see. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Awesome Nissan, Bennett Buildings of Brunswick, and by Nat's Landing.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites. Great service and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
We're going to have Coach Brandon Derrick on the show with us around 10:30. Some scores last night from around the state via the playoffs. Frederica, the aforementioned Knights, 53-7 over Heritage. John Millage took down Tift Area 24-17, so that's why John Millage will be in Macon with Frederica next week. Lowndes, I consider this an upset.
I do too.
Lowndes beats Grayson 20-15, and down go the Rams.
Down go the Rams and Lowndes in the Final Four.
Yeah, okay. Tift goes down to Archer 16-10. Good run by Tift, though.
Tift had a good run, man.
At-large team didn't get in with, had to take an at-large bid to get in and got all the way to the Elite Eight.
Yes, they did. That speaks volumes about that region they're in.
Colquitt 45-0 over North Gwinnett. Let me tell you something. North Gwinnett's a really good football team, and they got blanked 45-0 by Colquitt.
Colquitt's looking like they're on a title run. I don't see anybody stopping them in 7A.
Well, actually, they weren't the lone loser. Valdosta goes down to Dacula 56-21. I actually thought Valdosta would win that game, and they didn't.
56-21. Wow. That would have been Glenn Academy. Glenn Academy would have had to take that trip to Dacula. So I'm kind of glad Valdosta took that one and took it on the chin instead of the Red Terrors.
Northside over Sequoia 30-6 from Region 1. Lanier takes down Coffee 27-7. Lee County 42, Creekview 20. Creekview played with Lee County for better part of the second quarter before Lee County broke that thing open. Pierce County into the Final Four. Congrats to Jason Strickland, 24-7 over Monroe area. And listen to this score. Cedar Grove beat Benedictine 55-0.
That's the same Benedictine team you picked to win a state championship, right?
It is.
Okay.
I did.
Like I said, we got to have some work on these predictions moving forward. Wow. Nobody saw that coming, though. 55-0. Benedictine's a powerhouse football team, and nobody saw that coming at all.
Mm-mm.
And so, Valdosta, I didn't see Valdosta getting 56 hung on them in the Elite Eight. You know, Northside, I want to talk about Northside real quick. 30-6 winner over Sequoia. Northside's a number three seed that's in the Final Four of the state football tournament in 6A. So you got two teams. You got Lee County and Northside from Region 1 that's in the Final Four in 6A. And you got two teams from Region 1 and 7A, Lowndes and Colquitt in the Final Four. So South Georgia football, you got Pierce County in the Final Four and you know, AAA. And then you got Clinch County and you got Irwin County. So South Georgia football is represented pretty well in the Final Four right now.
Good football down this way. It doesn't all take place up in Atlanta. Some really good football team. Region 1, they had all four of their teams in the Elite Eight, and half of the Final Four is made up of Region 1.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, you got Fitzgerald and AA in the Final Four as well, who's making a good run in the playoffs right now as well. So, but Frederica, boy, the Knights, if they can bring home a state championship, that would be awesome next weekend.
Last team playing in Glenn County is the Frederica Academy Knights.
They are playing for a state championship.
We'll have Brandon Derrick on later in the show with us. We'll have my college football power rankings coming your way very shortly. We'll get our games picked for college football Saturday. We'll talk some Falcons.
Okay.
Hey, have you heard about all the distance gains with the new Titleist TS driver? Edwin Watts Golf has been fitting golfers with the new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers and seeing measurable distance gains from the newest driver from Titleist. Every Edwin Watts Golf store is equipped with every head and shaft combination for the TS driver, so come on down and get fit today. Edwin Watts Golf also offers an exclusive 90-day satisfaction guarantee. That's right. Play with the driver for up to 90 days, and if you are not satisfied, bring it back for a full store credit. Edwin Watts Golf, proudly serving golfers for over 50 years.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Bennett Buildings of Brunswick has everything you need in portable buildings, whether it's a shed, barn, garage, carport, RV cover, tiny house, you name it. Look for the blue building on Highway 341, just south of Parker's on Highway 99. Deliveries every week to Brunswick and surrounding areas, and no need to sweat it out trying to set it up, because Bennett Buildings of Brunswick will not only deliver your building, but set it up for free. 531-4970. Give them a like on Facebook, Bennett Buildings of Brunswick. Our buildings, your ideas.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688, and Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
Especially the 80s, anyway.
Best song of all time, Billie Jean?
In the 80s.
Welcome to the jungle, my friend.
Please. Put that on the pole.
I will.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. So long, Adrian Beltre. It's a shame no one will know how good you were because baseball sucks at promoting small market stars. A standing O from LeBron in Cleveland, and he deserved every clap. Write this down. Alabama cannot beat Georgia. Tiger Phil, this is how desperate golf is for viewers. Matt Luke, I hear Arkansas may have a job opening next season. I don't understand why Missouri isn't contending for a national title if Drew Locke is so good. Whoever decided on the Notre Dame uniforms last week should be looking for a new job this week.
You didn't like the green?
Worst uniforms in the history of worst uniforms. Johnny Venters, congrats for comeback player of the year. No joke here. You deserve that. The RSM was won by who? Remember when the Falcons lost the Super Bowl a couple of years back and everyone said it would be okay because they were so young and they'd be back? Braves say they are not interested in Bryce Harper. For $300 million, I would expect Bryce Harper to hit 60 homers, drive in 160 runs, steal 100 bases, and hit 400 every season. You want to be paid like no one else has ever been paid? Then produce like no one else has ever produced. 230 ain't cutting it, brother. And these are my thoughts.
He had a bad year, man, at the plate. I mean, that's just a kind of a blip on the radar screen. He's still the second best player in baseball.
Let me throw this at you.
Yeah.
Is there a professional baseball player that is worth a $300 million price tag?
The market determines that.
No. I'm not talking about the market. I'm talking about big picture in the grand scheme of the economy and the sports world. Is there a player in Major League Baseball that an organization will sign for $300 million to where somehow, some way, they're not only going to recoup that investment, but they're going to end up making money on top of the investment? Is there a major league player that can do that?
How long is the contract? How long is a $300 million contract?
He's asking for about 10 years.
So that's $30 million a year. Matty Ice is a $30 million a year quarterback.
It's a different sport, though.
I'm just saying, we're about to get into the Falcons, but is Matty Ice worth $30 million?
On the field? No.
He sure isn't playing like it.
No.
And so...
But see, the thing is when you invest, this is more than just about production. When you sign these big-term contracts, these big long-term contracts for these players, it's not just about what they do on the field. It's about their merchandise sales. It's about ticket sales. It's about building your organization as that person being the face of your organization and how marketable that person is. That's where you recoup your money, plus what they do on the field.
I think Bryce Harper is a marketable athlete. I just don't know who's going to – I think he'll be a Philly when it's all said and done. The Phillies have a history of doing these insane contracts.
Yes, they do.
So we'll just have to see how it all plays out.
Before we jump into the Falcons, update our question of the week from last week, which was, is Notre Dame the best team in the country? This is the first time that we've ever had a vote where everyone has voted the same way. 100%. Is Notre Dame the best team in the country? 100% of the country, or our listening audience really, says no.
Except the person that put them at the top of his power poll.
We haven't gotten there yet.
Well, that was last week. That's a documented fact.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. They may not be on top of this power poll. College football rankings will come up later in the show. Power rankings. Jason Bishop's power rankings.
The Atlanta Falcons, after losing 31-17 to the New Orleans Saints on Thanksgiving night, the Falcons are sitting at 4-7 right now. I think in last place in the NFC South or close to it, maybe ahead of the Bucks. Yeah, they're probably ahead of the Bucks because the Bucks are awful. But the Atlanta Falcons, 2 years away, 2 years removed from a Super Bowl appearance where they blew the biggest Super Bowl lead in the history of all Super Bowls, a 25-point third quarter lead. Everybody said, well, that's all right because the Falcons they have a young nucleus and they'll be in the playoffs for years to come. And here we're sitting here now. Less than 2 years later, the Falcons are sitting at 4-7 and probably not going to make the playoffs this year.
On the field, is Matt Ryan better than Chris Chandler?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Are you sure?
I mean, Chris Chandler took him to a Super Bowl and lost. Matt Ryan took him to a Super Bowl, but Matt Ryan's a former NFL MVP, so Matty Ice is a good player. Julio Jones, is he better than Andre Rison? I mean, we're going back through Falcons rosters of forever. Julio or Andre Rison? Bad Moon Rising, as Chris Berman used to say. Who you got?
Deion Sanders.
Deion was a punt. He didn't play receiver.
Did sometimes.
Punt returner, DB. Now, that's an athlete you can market.
Ironhead Hayward.
Better than who? Their current running back core? I'll give you that. Dave Hampton from back in the 70s with William Andrews. I would take him over the Falcons' backs of today.
Morton Anderson.
Best kicker probably in NFL history. I mean, he's up there.
The year the Falcons went to the Super Bowl, this is Chris Chandler's best year, 1998, with the Falcons. 25 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, 58.1% completion percentage.
Game changed, though, from 98. Games changed that much in 20 years because the Falcons were kind of a running football team back in those days. And from like 2010, 2011 on, the NFL has become a primarily, predominantly passing football league to the tune of about 60% or more of the time they throw the football. So we're not talking apples to apples. The game's changed that much.
3,154 yards in the air.
That was considered a career year back then. Now, if you throw for less than 45 or 4,000 yards, you've considered having a bad year in NFL circles.
Jamal Anderson.
He was good. He was a good player. The Dirty Bird. 98 Falcons or 2016 Falcons? Who was better?
They were very different football teams, weren't they?
Who would you take in a game?
It depends on who I was playing. Those 98 Falcons, they like to control the clock. They would rip the game away from you with Jamal Anderson, and then they would hit you once in a while with Chris Chandler down the field. Andre Rison. Or was Rison gone by then?
He was gone, I think, by then.
Who was the Falcons' number one receiver on that team?
Again.
Yeah, okay.
Don't know.
But that's the brand of football that the 98 team, just ball control, run it down your throat with Jamal Anderson, nothing you could do.
Falcons in 2018, are they a disappointment at 4-7?
4-7. Looked like they were starting to get their act together, won three straight games, and then they dropped to the Browns, the Cowboys, and then the Saints.
They've lost to, the Saints are a good football team, but they should have beat the Cowboys and the Rams. So the Falcons should be sitting here at least 6-5. They lost to some other teams earlier in the season that they should have beat as well. But the Falcons, they're hard to figure out. One week they're clicking on all cylinders on offense, and the next week they can't score any points like they did against the Cowboys 2 weeks before last.
Michael Vick.
Better than Matty Ice?
Two different quarterbacks. They do two different things very well. But no.
Michael Vick was a marketing person's nightmare. I mean, not nightmare, but a dream back before he started killing dogs. You know, he was, you see a lot of number 7 Falcon jerseys just about everywhere.
Steve Barkowski.
Barkowski was pretty good, man. You wouldn't remember that, but I remember Barkowski back in the late 70s, early 80s.
Bobby Hebert.
No, he was a retread from the Saints. He had some good years in Atlanta, though. He wasn't a bad player.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Marshside Grill, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, and by Edwin Watts Golf.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's Island in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
Algie Crumpler.
He was a good tight end.
Roddy White.
Good player.
Terrence Mathis. I can do this all day.
Yeah.
I mean, reading it from Google.
There was good players. Terrence Mathis was a good receiver.
On the other side of our break, Coach Brandon Derrick. Frederick, ahead, Coach.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Awesome deals, awesome service, awesome inventory, and top dollar for your trade is what you get from Awesome Nissan of Brunswick. We will not be beat by anyone, anywhere. I'm Charlie Walters, GM here at Awesome Nissan. If I can't beat your deal, I'll give you $500. That's right, $500. Call 264-3825. That's right, 264-3825. Come see us today and find out why our customers are awesome.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Limited time offers with approved credit. All offers plus tax, title, and dock fees. See Awesome Nissan for complete details.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf carts rental and sales company in the Golden Isles. Pickup and delivery to Brunswick, St. Simons, and Jekyll. Street legal golf carts, customized golf carts, sales, service, and rentals. Off of Highway 341 in the old Alpha Motors lot. Online at GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com. Or give them a call, 912-275-7725.
The best private club value in the Southeast? Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simons Causeway on Highway 17. An original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Knights of Frederica traveled up to Noonan and absolutely thumped the Heritage Hawks 53-7 in the final four of the GISA playoffs. Frederica will now play powerhouse John Millage at Mercer University in Macon next week, the GISA state title. John Millage took down Tift Area in the other semifinal. Final game, 24-17. Frederica and John Millage squared off in the regular season where John Millage downed the Knights 14-13 in overtime back on October the 26th. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Find me in the club. Joining us now, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, who are on their way to Mercer University in Macon to play for a state championship against John Millage. And, of course, joining us, Brandon Derrick. Coach, congrats.
Thank you.
Coach, last night that game got out of hand really quickly. Heritage scored early, got up on you guys, and then you guys took control of the football game. What do you say to your team at halftime when you've dominated the whole first half, you're up something like 33-7 at the half, and you know that the other team has no shot of coming back in the second half? What do you say to your team in the locker room?
You just kind of give them a little reminder. You know, we kind of dominated. We weren't way as far ahead as we were last year in the Final Four game with Valwood going in that fourth quarter. But, just told them we can't give up any big plays. Don't let them get any life. I said defense, we're going to go out and go out here and stop them. We'll get the ball and a score. And I said, let's put this thing to bed and get it over with. And I thought the kids did a great job. You know, they understood where we needed to go. And I thought our young kids, when we started rolling them in, you know, early in the third quarter, I thought our young kids did a great job going in and, preserving the game. You know, at the end, they did an outstanding job. We didn't give up any big plays. We made a lot of tackles in the backfield and flew the football, batted bounce passes. Just a good night all the way around as a whole team.
Coach, your defense, you know, they get the touchdown on the first play of the game. Then after that, you stoned these guys. You had to be thrilled with the way your defense rose up in a game of this magnitude.
Yeah, and the first one was on me. I changed the coverage right before the snap, and that was my fault. Alex Nimmo had all played pretty well I changed it. I saw him come out in something. So, and that was my fault. So I cost us 7 points. But I thought our defense, played extremely well. I think after that first play, I don't know if we gave up any plays, many big plays after that. Maybe a 15-yard pass might have been as far as they got down the field. And then we just kind of took over the D-line, and everybody began to dominate up front, made them one-dimensional, and they had to throw the ball. It didn't matter. They couldn't run the football against us. And when you do that, you've got those skill kids that we've got on the back end back there. They're going to make some plays. They're going to get their hands on the football every now and then when you're trying to throw it around out there against our guys. And that's what we did. I think we picked off a couple right there in the third quarter. Jayshon took one back to about the 5 and or 2 or something like that. And then Denver intercepted one, and he ran it all the way back. Very good defensive effort. I thought the kids had stayed focused all week. They've really been focused the last 3 or 4 weeks here since we started with the region championship through the playoffs. I thought our group's been really dialed in. It's been a little bit of a different team.
Coach, you've already played John Millage once this year. You'll be playing them next week for the championship. 14-13 loss in overtime. What are you going to be expecting from John Millage?
I think we're going to get more of the same. They're going to try to control the ball. They're going to run the football at us. They've got a great tailback. He's a sophomore. He's going to run the ball. They're going to try to hand it to him 40 times if we don't get him off the field. So our key is going to be make it third down long, because we leave it third and short and fourth and short. They're going to go for it. And so we kind of know that. I think our kids know that and expect that. They know what we're going to get, and we know as a staff what we're pretty much going to get. We just got to be ready for any little wrinkles that Coach Wall and them will put in for John Millings. And so we'll go into it and prepare. I think we've done a pretty good job getting them ready all year. I think that we've got a few wrinkles for them defensively that might put them in a little bit of a pinch.
Coach, I'm sitting here with my co-host here, who had you ranked pretty low on his high school power pool. Now you're playing for a state championship. I didn't see a Bullock Academy score last night anywhere. I looked all over the radio waves and all over the internet. I couldn't find a Bullock Academy score last night, but Coach Harryville played well last night for you. I heard his name on the radio all the time. Talk about his play.
I just thought Harry was put in some spots where he was going to have some opportunities offensively to make some plays. And we had talked about it all week, and I don't think he really thought he was going to get that many down the field, but he was outstanding. He probably had over 100 yards receiving and a couple touchdowns. And then on defense, Harry's just been playing outstanding up inside, and he did a really, really good job. And, I thought his effort last night, he's been keeping everybody pretty much dialed in on defense. He and Cam Gardner and those guys on the defensive side have just been really, really good the last 2 or 3 weeks, getting everybody ready to go and keeping them out there and keeping them focused. And then last night, just that was the offensive game plan, was to hit them in the seams because our safeties didn't get over the top fast enough in certain things. And we took advantage of it, and Harry was he got the benefit of it. So it just kind of goes to show that any Friday night your name can get dialed up in our offense. It just depends on where you line up.
Coach, you have done a very good job at, and I guess you've kind of done it quietly over there on St. Simon's, of building a powerhouse, 3 straight region championships, a couple Final Four appearances, and now on your way to a state title game. Talk about what you've done with that program.
It's not so much as what I've done as that what we've done. I thought our kids have bought into what we do, and I feel like we've got kids that can go play. We were kind of put under the radar, by a lot of people, even in our own community, didn't really think we played a very good brand of football at times. And I think we play a very, very good brand of football. I thought that we go out and practice and prepare, and our staff does an outstanding job to get our kids ready year in and year out. And we're starting to see the benefits of it. It's one of those things, you have to build it. It's just not going to happen overnight. And I thought all the folks that have been involved have just been outstanding in trying to get it built the way we wanted to do it. And that's what you get, all the hard work. When you go out and you do those things year in and year out, you get a chance. And we're quietly building a very, very, very solid football program that, we're not going to go out and draw a lot of attention. We're just going to go out and play and try to be really, really good and be sound and be fundamentally sound every Friday night. And our kids have done an outstanding job. And the thing is, the kids got to buy in. And if kids believe, you can go out and do a lot of things. All you got to do is believe in what you're doing and believe in one another. You know, and it's like we talk about all the time, that if everybody's unified, you'll be victorious. And so right now, everybody's pretty unified, and it's been a big strength. We have a lot of unity. Our kids love to play for one another, and so we're enjoying it. We're reaping the benefits of all that hard work.
Coach, it's championship week now. You know, a lot of hoopla surrounds a championship game. Will you take the team up a day early and kind of get acclimated to the facility where you're going to be playing and that kind of stuff, or are you going to keep the same routine?
We're going to keep the same routine as much as possible. You know, we don't kick off till 8 o'clock Friday night. So it's a three-hour trip. We'll probably leave, you know, kind of middle of the day there Friday, head up, maybe do a walkthrough somewhere and try to get a hold of some people up towards Statesboro and see if we can get a walkthrough in, and then eat somewhere right when we get to Macon and get a pregame meal and then get ready to go. You know, we'll watch a little bit of that double-A game, and then we'll go get dressed and go play. So, you know, I don't want to change the routine too much for us. I think high school kids need to keep about the same routine as possible, you know, and I thought our kids did a great job this Thanksgiving week because that is a big routine changer, but I thought our kids did a great job with their routine and what we did this week, coming in, going normal for 2 days, and then coming out in the mornings on Wednesday and Thursday, and then this long bus ride. I thought everybody was really, really focused and just did an outstanding job.
Coach, right up against a break, so we got to let you go. But before we do, yes or no, can Central Florida beat Clemson?
No.
That's what I deal with every week, Coach.
Coach, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com. Marshside Grill is your home for the best burgers, spuds, and seafood around. Come enjoy the view out by the water while taking in an ice-cold beverage. Marshside Grill is your home for the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo and a proud sponsor of Glenn Academy and local high school athletics. So stop in any day or night of the week for the best view and atmosphere here in the Golden Isles. And also, check us out on Facebook. Go Terrors!
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simons in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simons, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com. Your Bulldog friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company, serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And of course, go Dogs! That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call, 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
in the break, we're talking about my formula for my power rankings.
You scrap that formula. That's what you need to do.
Kip doesn't like my formula.
It's not very, I mean, we got to get to some sponsors here,
this
man.
This segment brought to you by Chestnut Furniture, M&B Liquors, Peachtree Pest Control, and by J.C. Strother.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Chestnut Furniture has it all, living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. It's the same Jessup Furniture you know and love. And I guarantee you the people at Jessup Furniture would not have Bullock Academy ranked ahead of Frederica in any high school power poll. I'll just throw that in there.
Bullock Academy had less losses.
Frederica played Charlton County. Frederica played Valwood. Frederica played John Millage. Those are teams they played. They're fixing to play John Millage for the state championship. Bullock Academy. Where are they? No, they're pumping up. That's what they're doing right now. They're working on fast breaks. They're working on free throws is what they're doing at Bullock Academy.
They had two losses. Frederica had three.
Okay.
Simple math.
Okay. So it's just based on losses. Not who you play.
No. There's more to it than that. Loss, you know, I don't want to give away what my formula is because I don't want everybody using it.
Obviously, all of our listeners want to understand this formula because I've struggled with it now for over 3 months.
I can't give away what my formula is because I don't want everyone using it.
Well, believe me, nobody's going to use it. Okay. They're not going to use it. All right. We got some college football picks.
Cue the bed. Wrong one. There we go. Thank you.
Syracuse, number 20 at Boston College.
Wait. No, what? You gotta stop it. You gotta start at the top.
Oh, those games are already played.
Central Florida at South Florida. I'll take Central Florida.
I will too.
Number 6, Oklahoma. 13, West Virginia. I'll take Oklahoma.
I'll take Oklahoma as well.
Washington over Washington State. Yes.
I'll take the Huskies.
Number 14, Texas at Kansas. I'll take Texas 24-17.
Show alive.
All right. Got to get them right.
Number 20, Syracuse at Boston College. This is going to be a good football game today. I'll take Boston College at home.
Two ACCs that nobody cares about. That's basically what the ACC is. Clemson and everybody else. These two teams are in the mid to top part of the ACC, and they're garbage. Both of them are. I'll take Syracuse.
Number 11, Florida at Florida State.
Yeah, Florida.
I thought about taking it to Seminoles, but I'm going to take Florida because I'm hoping that somehow, some way that Florida and Central Florida get matched up in a bowl game.
I'd like to see Central Florida, Alabama.
Yeah.
One way or the other.
Georgia Tech at UGA. I'm taking the Dogs, but Tech's won the last two in Athens, and they're talking about tearing up the hedges again.
Georgia's too good. I think this game stays closer longer for what people think, but Georgia eventually wins.
Michigan at Ohio State. I'm not picking Michigan until they actually beat Ohio State. They gotta show me, so I'm taking Ohio State. They've won 13 out of the last 14.
You and I are on the same page. Ohio State derails the Michigan season tonight. Ohio State wins. They're at home as well.
Speaking of derailing, 24 Pitt derailed Miami season last year. Now they traveled to Miami today to play the Canes. I'm going to take Pitt. I don't think Miami's a good football team.
I don't think Pitt's a good football team. I'll take Miami at home. By the way, the ACC Coastal representative to play Clemson got destroyed by Central Florida early in the season. Destroyed. Throwing that out there.
Roll Central Florida up against anybody in the top five and see what happens to them. Auburn at number, no, my bad, Maryland at number 12, Penn State. I'll take Penn State. Maryland after last week, probably just, they're deflated.
I'll take Penn State.
Auburn at number 1, Alabama in the Iron Bowl. Auburn, disappointing season, sitting there at 7-4. They don't have anything for the Tide today.
Auburn can't run the football, and Alabama has already shown that when they play one-dimensional football teams, they can't be beaten. Alabama wins.
The Big Ten West champions and the Northwestern Wildcats.
Wow.
Host Illinois today. I'll take Northwestern.
Northwestern.
South Carolina at number two, Clemson.
South Carolina's got no chance.
No, they're getting blown out.
Clemson's a really good football team.
Yeah, they are. Better than Central Florida. Number 15, Kentucky at Louisville. Louisville's bad. They're firing coaches, and Kentucky's going to roll in there and just handle Louisville today, the Cardinal. No chance.
Normally in football, this is a game Louisville gets. Not this year. Kentucky beats Louisville at home.
Kansas State at Iowa State, number 15, Iowa State. I'll take Iowa State, Cyclones.
Does anybody really care about Kansas State, Iowa State?
You got it on here to pick.
Okay, Iowa State.
All right, number 7, LSU at number 22, Texas A&M. And I know the Aggies are picking. They got this game circled. They haven't beat LSU since they've joined the SEC, and they're not going to do it today. LSU's going on the road, and they're going to beat Aggie.
Let me throw something at you real quick. I'm picking LSU to win this football game, but if they don't, what happens is Florida will move up to the number to if there were seedings in the conference, Florida would move up to the third best team in the SEC, and that matters when it comes bowl selection time. Florida would be the third best team, the third team out of the SEC to go to bowl.
They beat Central Florida. Number 3, Notre Dame at USC. Notre Dame. USC's a dumpster fire. They're 5-6. They're not beating Notre Dame today.
USC's got to get the game to get bowl eligible. USC is at home. This is a big rivalry game. Everything's on the line for Notre Dame. Likely, if Notre Dame loses, unless the committee finds some way to get them in, likely if Notre Dame loses,
they'll find a loophole for the Irish.
Yeah, they're out. Possibly. USC stuns the Irish at home and gets bowl eligible.
Oh, okay. They might. I don't know. We'll see. It wouldn't bother me one bit. BYU at number 17, Utah. Utah State at Boise State, 21-23. I'll take Boise State at home.
Yeah, Boise State at home.
Tennessee at Vandy. Both are bowl bids on the line. Both teams are at 5-6. Vandy's won 2 straight over Tennessee. The winner of this game gets a bowl bid. The loser stays home. I'm taking Vandy.
I originally circled Tennessee, but then after I started thinking about it, I think Vandy's a tougher team. I'll take Vandy.
Georgia Southern at Georgia State. I'll take the Eagles.
Georgia Southern has not beaten the Eagles since they came to the Sun Belt, or they have not beaten Georgia State since they came to the Sun Belt. Georgia Southern gets the monkey off their back today. They knock off Georgia State in Atlanta.
Bowie State of Maryland at Valdosta State. The undefeated Blazers, baby. And they're going to get it done at home tonight.
Yeah, I'll go Valdosta State with you.
Who's Kennesaw playing today?
They're off today.
Oh, okay.
They're getting ready for the playoffs.
There you go.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch brought to you by Georgia Sea Grill, Sea Palms Coastal Realty, Big City Cleaners, and by Pristine Water.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and Pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available. Creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
Up against a break, but just really quick. Lamar Jackson will be playing quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens, which means Joe Flacco is going to get benched. Is there a possibility that maybe...
That would be great. Anything would be an upgrade.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Awesome deals, awesome service, awesome inventory, and top dollar for your trade is what you get from Awesome Nissan of Brunswick. We will not be beat by anyone, anywhere. I'm Charlie Walters, GM here at Awesome Nissan. If I can't beat your deal, I'll give you $500. That's right, $500. Call 264-3825. That's right, 264-3825. Come see us today and find out why our customers are awesome.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Limited time offers with approved credit. All offers plus tax, title, and dock fees. See Awesome Nissan for complete details.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service.
service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985 off exit 29 on I-95.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Knights of Frederica traveled up to Noonan and absolutely thumped the Heritage Hawks 53-7 in the final four of the GISA playoffs. Frederica will now play powerhouse John Millage at Mercer University in Macon next week, the GISA state title. John Millage took down Tift Area in the other semifinal game, 24-17. Frederica and John Millage squared off in the regular season, where John Millage downed the Knights 14-13 in overtime back on October the 26th. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
We're going to jump right into power rankings. Before we jump right into power rankings, let's go ahead and get the sponsors out of the way. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Molina's Landscaping, Golden Coast Golf Carts, and by Brunswick Country Club.
The best private club value in the Golden Isles, Brunswick Country Club, 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17. Originally designed by Donald Ross and restored by Mark and Davis Love, the best course conditions in the Golden Isles are now offering special member packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information at 912-264-4377 or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com.
And now here it comes. The Jason Bishop College Football Power Rankings. Here we go. At number 10, we have a new representative. And at number 10, at 9-2, the LSU Tigers at number 10 on my power rankings.
Okay, I can live with that.
At number 9, at 10-1, Utah State.
No, that's just unacceptable right there.
At number 8, at 10-1, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Okay, the Buckeyes got a chance for redemption today against Michigan. They can climb.
At number 7, also at 10-1, the Georgia Bulldogs.
They were 6 last week. How'd they drop when they beat somebody 66-27?
Because they had a team slide ahead of them. At number 6, also 10-1, the Michigan Wolverines.
So Michigan, Ohio State's going to drop out of the poll this week. Okay, Michigan ranked ahead of Georgia. Okay.
At number 5, the Oklahoma Sooners at 11-1.
The no defense playing Oklahoma Sooners are ranked 5th in a power poll. They gave up 56. They won 59-56 last night against West Virginia, but they can't stop running water.
Persevered.
They couldn't stop a dripping faucet. Oklahoma's defense couldn't.
Won a close game by a field goal. At number 4, at 11-0, the Central Florida Knights.
Every team except Utah State that you've called out so far would beat Central Florida.
There's no way.
Oklahoma would beat Central Florida. No, Michigan would beat Central Florida. No, Georgia would beat Central
Georgia
Florida.
Would.
Ohio State would beat Central Florida. No. LSU would beat Central Florida.
LSU would give them a game.
Okay. So 5 of the teams that you do the same thing with the high school football poll, man. You got a pattern here. It's a bad pattern. So we just got to get that correct.
It's a good formula that works.
Okay.
At number 3, at 11-0, the Clemson Tigers.
Clemson Tigers, 11-0.
At number 2, also 11-0, the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Okay.
And the number one team, according to my power rankings.
That you picked to lose for 2 weeks in a row.
The number one team in my power rankings, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish at 11-0.
That you just picked to lose to a 5-6 USC team in the previous segment.
I don't think they're that good.
Well, obviously you don't think the other teams below them are that good either. So who is good?
Do you want me to answer that question honestly?
Yeah, who is good?
The two best teams in the country, the two best teams in the country are Alabama and Georgia, and then there's everybody else.
But Georgia's 7 in your poll, and Alabama's number 2, ranked behind Notre Dame.
Based upon the formula that I use in my power ranking.
Well, your formula's awful, man. You need to scrap that formula and need to come up with something else. Man, we going into syndication, man. You got to do better than this. We're about to go into syndication next week. We're going to be in different markets. We're going to be in Kingsland, Waycross, Macon, Valdosta. And you mean you're going to bring the listeners of those areas? You're going to bring this to them on a Saturday morning?
I bring my game every Saturday.
Man, we're not going to be on the air long, man, if you keep coming up with these kind of polls every week.
Top
Notre
notch.
Dame, you picked them to lose. You've picked Notre Dame to lose about 4 times this year.
Actually,
at least 4.
Actually, 5.
5 times. You picked them to lose 5 times, but they're number 1 in your power ranking.
I think they're vulnerable.
Okay. You just got to do better than this, brother. We'll work on it. We're going syndication next week.
The thing I struggle with is you've worked with me long enough. I don't understand how you don't follow my pattern with these rankings.
I'm not following this pattern. Man, we're like a jellyfish, man. You know that top side at jellyfish is hard, but that underside at jellyfish is soft. And man, you're exposing the underside to our listeners and viewing audience out there, man. They put us in syndication. Now before we go into syndication, you're trying to get us kicked to the curb with these kind of picks on a Saturday morning.
So let me recap. Never mind.
Yeah.
Notre Dame number 1.
Yeah.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines. Ashley Furniture. Universal Furniture. And more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf carts rental and sales company in the Golden Isles. Pickup and delivery to Brunswick, St. Simons, and Jekyll. Street legal golf carts, customized golf carts, sales, service, and rentals. Off of Highway 341 in the old Alpha Motors lot. Online at GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com. Or give them a call, 912-275-7725.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.